I know I'm not gonna go too much into detail what took place on Friday, but you know, some events just happened to let me go to the hospital. But you know, feeling great and blessed, I'm so happy here today.
What happened? A total surprise to you, or has that happened before? Is it a pre-existing thing that you had?
I mean, nothing pre-existing or anything. Like I said, some unusual events that led me to have to take some tests done at the hospital. You know, I'm doing better today than I was last week. You know, so that's the end of that. I'm not sure what it is. That's why I got the test done on me. You know, I'm still waiting on information to get back from team doctors and whatnot. So, you know, whenever I figure out what's really going on in my body, you know, I'll be happy to share what's going on. I mean, I'm not going to go too much in detail because I'm not trying to really relive that moment again. But, you know, just that whole past Friday thing is just, you know, something was unusual. You know what I mean? It wasn't a part of me, I guess you can say.
You're so young. I mean, how surprised? What did it make you feel like to go through something like this at your age?
You know, it's very shocking, you know. You know, obviously you don't want to be at a young age going through something like that. But, I don't know. Like I said, it was a shocking situation, you know, very unusual. But, you know, I'm alive and happy.
Have they told you?
No, I haven't. Like I said, I haven't spoke anything about doctors. Everything is being informed to our team doctors. So anything that is, you know, being said from the hospital, from their doctors, neurologists, everything is getting brought straight here. So, you know, whenever I find out what fully is going on, they'll fully, you know, make me understand what's going on in my body. Well, I mean, we're taking a little precautionary route, you know, step by step, you know, but you know, I'll be back on the field shortly. I mean, it's not even on the test results. This is, you know, mainly on our doctors, you know, how they feel about it, how the neurologists feel and everything. You know, it's not my say or their say, actually, you know, so I can't just, you know, give you a time tip, I guess. I'm just taking it one day at a time for myself.
Jalen, did you ever lose consciousness at the wheel?
No, I did not, but you know, I'm not going to do too much into what took place on Friday. So, it's the end of that.
How concerned are you about your football future?
I'm not concerned at all. I said I have a bright future ahead of me. That's my gut feeling. You know, I got God by my side, so that's all that matters. You know, camp is tough regardless, you know. This incident happened or not, it's a tough camp. It's a tough camp everywhere, you know. It's competition everywhere. So you can't just sit here and just favor this out as being one, you know, super hard competition. You know, we have a lot of great players here. You know, whoever they pick, you know, to be on the active roster, you know, I'm on for it. You know, I'm not a part of that. You know, I'm still going to apply my teammates and the teammates that, you know, I made here. You know, I'm not no... You know, just me type of guy. So, you know, I'm for everybody.